Homeward is committed to partnering with parents and equipping you with the resources you need to raise your kids to become responsible adults. And Steadfast Companies, a leading real estate investment company, is proud to partner with Homeward to bring you the following podcast presentation.
You are an incredibly sensitive man who inspires joy, joy feelings in all those around you.
She's lost that loving feeling.
No, she hasn't.
I don't understand. Should I understand?
I'm Jim Burns. The difference between men and women are really pretty straightforward. Women typically view the world through their emotions, while us guys tend to think that our feelings just get in the way at times. During the next half hour today on Homeward, we're going to zero in on helping men understand why emotions are so valuable to the women in our lives and why they're pretty important for us as well. Jeff and Shanti Feldhahn will be joining me for this conversation about understanding the difference between men and women. Yes, it is possible to do that. Guys, it's our turn to go under the relationship microscope today. So let's see what we can learn about a man's guide to the heart of a woman. That's coming up next on Homeward.
Wouldn't it be great, guys, if we could figure out what the heart of a woman really looks like and what it feels like to be a woman? Well, it'd be wonderful if we could tell you we could do this in the next 25 minutes or so. We're going to give it a good try. I don't know how successful we'll be, but we're actually going to give it a try here today on the Homeward broadcast. From the studios at the Homeward Center for Youth and Family on the campus of Azusa Pacific University, welcome to Homeward with parenting and family expert Dr. Jim Burns. I'm Roger Marsh. Coming up, part one of Jim's conversation with authors Jeff and Shanti Feldhahn about a man's guide to the heart of a woman. And these are principles you'll find in Jeff and Shanti's book called For Men Only. Thanks for listening to Homeward today. Remember, we are always streaming audio at homeward.com. Welcome to Homeward. I'm Jim Burns. Today we're talking about a man's guide to a woman's heart. Yes, it is possible to get to understand this unique person in your life and to help your man understand you. Shanti and Jeff Feldhahn are with us. Shanti Feldhahn is the founding member of the board of directors of We Care America, a former Wall Street analyst with a master's degree in public policy from Harvard, author of the best-selling book For Women Only, and a great book, and we had her on our program, and it was just a wonderful time. Jeff earned his law degree from Harvard as well, specializing in corporate law and nonprofit organizations. Jeff and Shanti live in Atlanta, and they have two children. Welcome to our program.
Thanks, Jim.
You know, we're here in Denver interviewing a number of people and building some programs, and I think I've been looking most forward to talking with you all. I loved your book.
You're so sweet.
Your new book is called For Men Only. You know, I got to know Shanti from the For Women Only, but Jeff, I really enjoyed kind of your sense of humor through this.
Thanks.
And you almost have to have a sense of humor to understand women. Is that right?
I think it's important and, you know, I don't want to build myself as actually having understood them, but having a glimpse at maybe trying to understand them.
As we just jump right into this, why do men need a map of the female universe?
Well, I think the main thing is that guys really feel that there is no such thing, that it's impossible to understand that female right. universe. It just is impossible to grasp the height and width and breadth of our universe.
Sure.
That's kind of what we just throw our hands up and say, just can't know it.
You know, Shanti, do you think that's true?
You know, I basically turned this book project of researching this book and writing it into an exercise in proving to my husband that that wasn't true and proving it, therefore, to all the men reading it, basically. And I hope I convinced you by the end that guys think we women are random, and we're not. We can be systematized and mapped just like anything else. And I think it's helpful to guys to actually see that statistically proven in a book.
It was very interesting and insightful for me. I have a background. My degrees are in family ministry and marriage and relationships. And yet I learned a lot from this book. And I have three daughters and my wife and our female dog. And, you know, so I learned
surrounded.
A lot about that. But there was also things that I really wanted to learn from this book. And I felt like I got a lot out of it. Now, what's fascinating, Jeff, you say guys think of women as a swamp. You can't see where you're stepping. And sooner or later, you just know that you're going to get in some quicksand. Give us some assurance here in terms of understanding the female.
There's much firmer ground underneath us to understand these women that we love than what we previously thought. And quite frankly, the thing that was really amazing to me, now I don't have a background in, you know, marriage counseling or a PhD or anything like that. I was just your typical guy. I often said a normal guy, but, you know, since women don't think many
guys
men
are normal. Sure, of course.
I just say typical. And what it really comes down to is just learning these simple, basic truths about them, how they're wired, and they really aren't that hard or difficult. There's things that we can do that that don't amount to splitting the atom.
One of the things that you all said at the beginning was, her I do will always mean do you. Explain that. That made a lot of sense for me.
You know, it really comes down to the fact that for you guys, in all the way through this book, we're talking about things that tend to be a surprise to guys. But one of the things that tends to be a sort of a shocker is that guys don't realize that their wife doesn't necessarily feel permanently loved once the marriage papers are signed. You know, Jeff says it just doesn't kind of occur to him to ever ask and wonder whether I love him.
I just assume that. I really do. I mean, she hasn't done anything to necessarily cause me to question that.
Right. Your suitcases weren't outside the door. So, of course,
she don't question still loves it. Me. And, you know, the thing for guys to realize is that women are just wired very differently. Yeah. And that, in fact, there is no permanently loved switch for a woman. And that actually, we women, even if we look very, and we are mostly confident or secure, there is this kind of underground, subterranean insecurity that's kind of asks, does he really love me? Does he still love me? Are we okay? And it may go away for a while, but the minute you guys have a conflict, if you're quiet or withdrawn, or she feels like you're displeased with her in some way, it raises this thing in her that rises up and goes, are we still okay? And what she's looking for is just reassurance that you still love her. And you may think, well, she should know that I still love her. And, you know, my bags aren't outside the door. But truly, women really need that sense of being reassured. You may not think it's logical, but it is very legitimate. It is what a woman needs.
Well, let me give you a Burns case study. You know, you're here, you can be my free counselor.
Yeah.
You know, Kathy and I went to an Angels game, and I was watching the game, and she said, "What's wrong?" And I said, "Well, I don't think anything's wrong." She said, "Well, you know, you're awfully quiet." Well, I'm watching this game. She came to talk. And I came to watch. I honestly thought we were going to the game to watch the game and we'd have some fun. And
go figure.
I'd even
Why
hold
would
hand.
You think that? Yeah.
You know, what was I missing?
Okay. You want me to tackle this
Take
one?
It.
But okay. You know, it's funny. She had a different set of expectations, right? You know, she was expecting this to be some good together time. And that includes not just watching the game, but being able to connect and have like a date. Okay. This is not just the game. It's a date.
Yeah.
And since you were quiet, something must be wrong. And, you know, it sounds silly, okay? And I will admit that maybe on a logical surface to a guy, it would look silly. But think about the fact that if this is true, that this is just the way that women are wired, then it is what is happening is that her wiring is saying, if he's quiet, there must be something wrong. It must be me. And it raises the sense of insecurity in her, and all she needs to hear from you is, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't realize that you wanted to have a date and talk as well. You know, maybe let's talk during the breaks. Let's talk when they're switching teams, and just reassure her. You know, that's really all she's looking for. She just needs to be reassured.
I think that's what the seventh inning stretch could be for. You know,
exactly. Well, you're singing a song then, and then you got to go get the peanut.
True.
So you
know,
how are you going to find that?
But you can solve the problem also by you reach around and if she's insecure, which sounds silny, why she'd be insecure because your husband isn't talking to you at a game. But that's what's rising up in her heart. You put your hand on her back or rub her knee, and can I get you some soda? And just.
Treat her as a date and also understand that's something that she might be thinking through, because I'm really not thinking that.
Yeah.
When it comes to kind of understanding the female brain, how do you begin to understand how a woman thinks? Because you've been brought up, you have a male brain. I grew up in a home with all guys, and now I'm in a home with all women. How do you begin to understand how this brain works? I mean, how do you learn?
It was totally confusing to me. I mean, for the first 10 years of our marriage until we started this project, what we came to give as an example for simple-minded guys like me, is that, if we think of the female brain, it's kind of like a computer desktop. Think of the guy's brain also the same way. When we're working on a particular problem or document in our desktop, we work on it, complete the task, and then close it, move to the next.
Right.
That's not the case with women.
We women, we are like a computer desktop that has 12 documents open all at once, and we're bouncing back and forth between all of them. I guarantee you or any other guy, you go to your wife and say, what's in your head right now? You're going to get a list. You'll be like, how is that possible? And here's the way that it affects you, honestly, is that, it affects you probably a lot of different ways. But one of the things that we talk about to guys is it's almost like our computer desktop have pop-ups on them. And it just comes up out of nowhere, and we click the X to close it, and we can't. Women...
Like a virus.
He says we're infected with spyware. Right. I hit him. But a woman can't just not think about something right. that's bothering her. And so for a guy to say, honey, just don't let it bother you, or just don't think about it, it's like totally foreign to a woman. I have no idea what that looks like. So for me, what I need, and what most women, according to the survey, need, all they need is for the guy to take, sort of give them permission or help them take some action to resolve it. That's all it is. Just address it, and then they can close and move on with their life.
Well, that sounds simple enough. Guys, you think we can do that? We're getting good counsel today here on the Homeward Broadcast from Jeff and Shanti Feldhahn. They've written a couple of great books. Shanti, of course, wrote the landmark book For Women Only a couple of years ago. Jeff and Shanti followed that up with more research about what guys need to know about women. That book is called For Men Only, and these are books that we recommend here at Homeward. And the rest of this week, we're going to be focusing on A Man's Guide to the Heart of a Woman and A Woman's Guide to the Mind of a Man. So if you're looking for some good He Said, She Said information, keep it right here. More Homeward still to come.
My husband would yell at our kids. That's probably because he's never home.
Yeah, my wife's a great cook. If you like eating frozen food every night of the week.
Every marriage is going to have its share of sore spots. However, when things are getting too negative all the time, well, that's a clear indication that your marriage is deteriorating. I'm Jim Burns from Homeward. Take the next couple of moments and really think about the way you talk with your spouse. And also, note the way your spouse talks to you. If the communication between the two of you is mostly negative, where you're going to have to roll up your sleeves and relearn some basic communication skills. All of us develop a few bad communication habits that have probably been hanging around our marriages for far too long. So get with a counselor who can help you start on the right track for creating an intimate marriage, one where communication leads to connectedness. I'm Jim Burns from Homeward, and for a free copy of my new tip sheet called Creating an Intimate Marriage, you can go to homeward.com.
Welcome back to Homeward. I'm Jim Burns. Today, what a day. We're talking about A Man's Guide to a Woman's Heart, really understanding how a woman thinks, how a woman goes through her universe, and it's really quite different. And we have two people who can help us greatly because they've done a great study of it from their book and from their research, Shanti and Jeff Feldhahn. We've been talking about this particular subject for the last part of this program. We were just dealing with the issue of how a woman's brain works, and it's kind of a computer with, you know, pop-ups. I want to tell you a story, and then I want you to comment on it. The other day, I was watching my wife, Kathy. Kathy was on the telephone talking. She was also doing dinner, and she was also helping Heidi with her homework, which was just amazing to me that she could kind of do all of it, and I was watching. She's doing this. She's talking, and then with Heidi, she's going... And she's moving things around. I'm just standing there going, I'm in amazement that she could do it. I just couldn't do that. But in many ways, this computer screen that you have, women tend to do more things at once, and they seem to actually think that's okay.
Well, they seem to think it's okay. Imagine that. You know what? It's just truly, it's the way we're designed. I mean, it's the way God created us. And you've just given us actually a physical example of what's going on inside a woman's head at all times. And an example that every guy can watch it out in the world. You know, they see that.
Right.
It's just they didn't know that that was what her thought life was like as well. So guys get blindsided by the, you know, we talked about that 2 weeks ago. Why are you bringing it up now? Well, it's a pop-up. It's something that just intrudes in her thoughts. She has to address it.
I'm going to quote this, and I want you to comment. There's never a time when there's nothing going on in my head. If I answer nothing, it's because I'm mad at him.
That's right. Yeah, and that's not an answer you want to hear.
Yeah.
but it's one that I give all the time, because there's often nothing going on.
Yeah.
And to your multitasking point, I would ask if any guy is sitting down watching headline news and that ticker is going across the bottom, if you try to read that ticker, you have no idea what the announcer has just said above.
Yeah.
And that's us guys.
Yeah.
We just can't do it.
Well, I've tried that because I'm on the elliptical machine at the weight room, trying to do that, and I can't do the elliptical, read the ticker, and
right.
you know, and listen to CNN.
It's impossible. It's
just incredible.
God, you know what? There are good reasons why God wired us the way that he did, and that's one thing for guys to realize in the whole book, in this whole discussion of what they don't understand necessarily about their wives, is that truly, God did wire us differently, And for good reasons. So for them to realize this stuff is legitimate, it's not just your wife. She's not just being unreasonable. She's wired this way for very good reasons. You need to start thinking of it as legitimate and as something to celebrate and work with.
Yeah, as a wonderful tool. I mean, your kids were getting their homework done and your wife was accomplishing other tasks at the same time.
No, I mean, she is my hero at that.
Absolutely.
I simply can't do it. Now, you also noted that men are visual and they can't help it. And we learned about that in a previous book. Women are verbal and they can't help it. Explain that.
This is one of the things that really impacts when guys understand it, I think. The way the women told me is, you know, and for women only, you talked about the fact that guys have these visual pop-ups that just intrude out of nowhere. And it's an image that they saw maybe years ago. And it's not that they're trying to conjure it up. It just does. And these women say, you know, we women, we have emotional pop-ups. That's our equivalent. They intrude from nowhere. And it's not something we're trying to conjure up. We're not trying to be unreasonable. We're not trying to hold on to an old grudge. It's just come up and we have to deal with it. And so for men to realize that that is often something that's verbal, it's often a discussion that they've had with their husband. Maybe he's actually said something in the heat of the moment that was hurtful. You know what? That's burned into a woman's brain, just like maybe a sensual image is burned into a guy's brain. And so for him to realize it's not something she can just erase any more than he could erase a visual. It is something that she needs to deal with and address. And it's a good thing. It's a good opportunity for you as a guy to be able to say, you know, what can we do for me to help you resolve this? And that makes her feel so loved.
And I also think for a guy, it lays a responsibility on us with how we communicate with women. Right. You know, there's times when we'll just throw off a comment to another woman who's not our wife, not our girlfriend, or anything like that. And that
that dress looks nice.
Really nice on you. We had one woman who told us that she can remember 20 years ago standing in the exact spot where a pastor said, you know, that color really looks nice on you. And she's had that thought.
Amazing.
You know, for 20 years. For us guys, you know,
you
hear something,
it goes
out.
Well, in some ways, then guys have to be very careful because we have boundaries with the relationships and things. We have to be careful that we're not doing that kind of stuff all the time. It's not even in our mindset. So that's what we have to understand.
But let me point out, this also means that your wonderful verbals will also stay in your wife's mind for a long time.
Right.
If you tell her, honey, that dress looks spectacular on you, she will remember exactly where she was standing, exactly what dress it was, exactly what you looked like, what day of the year it was, and it will just, she can conjure up that memory and it just feels so good. So guys, don't, you know, realize this isn't just a bad thing. This can be a wonderful thing to make your wife feel loved if you understand how her mind works.
Well, one of the things I got out of this message was, you know, what are ways I can make Kathy feel loved? Mm-hmm. Through verbal issues, but remembering things. But also, you talk about listening. Guys aren't oftentimes good listeners. And yet, one of the things that you learned was that women want us to listen. And listening is the language of love. I get all that. I teach that. I speak on that. And yet, guys don't do a good job. How do you move from being just the guy who's not going to listen to somebody who's really being the hero for her?
Yeah, well, it really comes down to that old adage that we hear all the time. She doesn't want you to fix it. She just wants you to listen. And we've heard that so much. And in my case, and I think with a lot of guys, what we generally thought that meant was, I just let her talk and I don't interrupt.
And then you fix it.
Yeah, and then when she's done, when she's kind of worn herself out, you know, with talking, then I'll jump in and fix it.
Yeah, I'll tell her the answer in about 10 sentences and we're
exactly
set.
Exactly right.
Maybe 10 words.
And it's actually not a particularly difficult concept to get once we understand it. But and Shanti does a great job at explaining this.
You know, here's the thing. You guys, it really comes down to retraining the way that you have trained yourself for the course of your life. Mm-hmm. You all, for years, have thought of emotions as clutter, and they're counterproductive. They get in the way. So you got to filter out all those emotions that she's dealing with right now in order to focus in on the problem. And instead, what we're telling guys is, if you want to listen the way your wife needs you to listen, and stop hearing that comment. All it means is, at first, you have to train yourself to filter out the problem and instead focus in on all those things you're used to discarding, which are focusing in on those emotions and the feelings. And all you have to do, literally, all you have to do is put on your fix-it hat to figure out what the feeling is and say, honey, I'm so sorry. That must have been so disappointing. You know, whatever the feeling is. And then she'll, okay, now I feel listened to. And now we can work together on if there needs to be a solution. Then she's able to sort of deal with it. But instead, if you just go do what you're normally doing, which is treat those as clutter and is not legitimate or getting in the way, she's not going to feel heard. And it also kind of feels sort of cold. And the survey said that most women say, you know what, I don't really need his help on the solution so much. I just want him to listen to those feelings.
Boy, that is really good. And what it does is produce emotional security. Our time is up. I got to ask you to come back next time because I want to talk about this whole idea of emotional security as well. You can come back?
Absolutely. Sure.
And that concludes part one of what is actually going to be a four-part conversation here on the Homeward Broadcast on this theme of men and women and trying to figure ourselves out in terms of communication. Our thanks again to Jeff and Shanti Feldhahn, authors of the book For Men Only. And they've been with us for part one of this program guide here, A Man's Guide to the Heart of a Woman. We'll continue this conversation on the next edition of the Homeward Broadcast, and then we'll continue further on with a program that Jim recorded with Shanti after For Women Only came out. And you're really going to enjoy this. If you miss any minute of these programs, stay with us. I'll have information on how you can get audio CDs and podcasts. And Jim, always a great conversation with the Feldhahn. So very, very interesting, very, very insightful to have them with us today.
They are the dynamic duo.
They are.
And, you know, I thought it might be a little ugly here with just talking about men.
Right.
And you know what? It was great. Really, they did a great job of helping men understand women in a more effective way. But I think it was good for everybody.
Right.
Fortunately, Jeff and Shanti have done some pretty incredible research in the area. I appreciate their depth of research. And yet they make it so practical. I just love what they've done. I've been working in family and relational ministry for more than 30 years. And frankly, I'm going to say that I think the books For Men Only and For Women Only are two of the best out there for this aspect of helping improve relationships between husband and wives. But, you know, not just between husbands and wives. I think it's just good for people who are dating. I'm going to give this to my kids because I think they can help understand that person of the opposite sex.
Sure.
So it's not just for marriage, although we're focusing a little bit on that at the Homeward Broadcast today, how easy it is for us guys to give our wives the emotional support they need. And when Roger said that, I realized I don't think it's that easy because I think it's hard. But I actually want to tell a story that doesn't glorify me, but for once in my life, I did something right here, Kathy would probably say. We were walking at the Dana Point Harbor. We live at a beautiful place, Dana Point, California, in the harbor. And we were walking the dog in the harbor, and I looked over at Kathy, and I realized she'd had a really hard season. She has an ill mom. Her best friend died. The church that we were part of was kind of going through some explosions, just a crummy time, and I could probably name about 10 other things. And so instead of trying to fix it, which I'm the fix-it guy in her life too many times, I just simply said, you know what, Kathy? And I put my arm around her as we're walking, and I said, Kathy, I really think it's been a tough year for you. And then I just named the things. And as I named the things, her eyes welled up with tears. And instead of Kathy really wanting information, she just went, you're right, thanks. And she kind of squeezed my hand. What I realized in that was that all I needed to do was just to let her know that I understood what was going on in her life. I didn't need to fix everything. And I think for us guys, sometimes that's something we need to learn about our spouses. And I actually think for women too, that sometimes we just need to understand and show empathy as opposed to trying to fix it.
That's good counsel. Good for us guys to pay attention to. And also for the ladies listening, make sure that you can communicate that with the man in your life. And that concludes today's edition of the Homeward Broadcast. Before we go, I want to remind you that all four of these programs are available on two full-length audio CDs. A Man's Guide to the Heart of a Woman is part one, and A Woman's Guide to the Mind of a Man is part two. Feature Dr. Jim Burns' conversations with authors Jeff and Shanti Feldhahn. If you would like to get CDs of these broadcasts, just go to homeward.com or write to us at Post Office Box 1600, San Juan Capistrano, California, zip code 92693. Include a gift of any amount. We'll thank you for that tax-deductible donation by sending you these audio CDs. And now for Dr. Jim Burns, our engineer Ben Camp, and the rest of the staff, I'm Roger Marsh. Thanks so much for listening. Be sure to join us again next time right here for another edition of Homeward. Homeward with Jim Burns is a production of the Homeward Center for Youth and Family at Azusa Pacific University.